T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, here we go. For a second, I was thinking that this show might just be frenetic. And obviously, we're going to talk some Miami Heat. We'll talk some Panthers. But it looked like, within this last hour, Russell Wilson wanted to come play for the Dolphins.
Yes.
Did you see this? So it was Pro Football Focus. Russell Wilson's camp has approached the Seattle Seahawks for a potential trade.
For what?
A potential trade. I'm so excited about it. His camp has approached the Seahawks for a potential trade. And then it says, potential destinations include the Dolphins, Jets, Saints, and Raiders. And Russell Wilson has a no-trade clause, so he would be able to choose where he wants to go. So now I'm starting to think, I'm like, huh. Well, do I prefer Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson? Looks like I'm going to get my pick of the lot. I mean, what a great thing. But then Adam Schefter tweeted out about 15 minutes ago. I don't know if you guys saw this. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson has not demanded a trade. His agent Mark Rogers told ESPN, Wilson has told the Seahawks he wants to play in Seattle. But if a trade were considered, the only teams he would go to are the Cowboys, Saints, Raiders, and Bears. So there you go.
He took the Dolphins out over the damn Bears?
So
get out of here, Russ.
We have lost Russell Wilson in today's show. Just in the first 3 minutes of today's show, we had Russell Wilson coming to the Dolphins, and now we don't. So everybody ready to move on?
Yeah, I'm going to still hold on my Deshaun love, but okay, I can move on from Russ.
Deshaun can happen. Deshaun tweeted out today. Did you see this? He tweeted out, loyalty is everything. Don't you ever forget it.
Yeah.
Did that mean anything? Is there something hidden in there? I mean, we all know what it means. We all, you know, espouse loyalty. That's always a, you know, big thing for everybody. Oh, I'm loyal. I want friends that are loyal. And, you know, whether people actually end up being loyal or not, it always remains to be seen. But is there anything hidden in there? Loyalty is everything. Don't you ever forget it. I mean, it's a pretty basic sentiment that all humans share.
Yeah, you can go both ways where he's saying he wants to be loyal to the team that drafted him, or they're not loyal to him, so he needs loyalty.
Right.
I want to go with the latter because I still have hope that Deshaun Watson will be a Dolphin next year.
Now, did you notice this? I don't know if you saw this, Solana. If you look at Deshaun Watson's timeline, he tweeted that. He tweeted something else. And do you know what his third most recent tweet was?
No, I just saw the loyalty one, so I haven't seen the most recent one.
The third most recent one. So three down. Scroll down. Are you there? Are you on his Twitter feed?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Know what it is, Crowder?
No, I don't even follow him, I think. Let me follow
him.
He
retweeted you.
What?
His third most recent tweet is a retweet of your tweet.
Really?
Yeah, yes. Are you seeing it now, Solana?
Yeah.
How you spell it?
Yeah.
Deshaun with an H?
Yeah. Yeah. He retweeted Crowder a couple days ago.
My man.
Look at that.
My
is that
man.
The, that the craziest damn thing.
D-Watt. D-Watt. What it is, baby. Should I DM him?
Yeah.
D-Watt, my dude.
Solana, is that nuts?
How did you not know that? It's Deshaun Watson.
Because I figure
you
would have picked
how
up
many 300,000 tweets I get.
But haven't you picked up like 300,000 followers after that?
Let me see. I don't know how many followers I have. How do you check followers?
Oh, my God.
Well, Crowder tweeted out
24,000. No, I didn't get 300,000.
Check the hotspot. You check through the hotspot. Yeah. Click the hotspot.
Yeah. Put the hotspot on. Maybe you're not.
I got it sitting here. Y'all want me to log in?
Maybe you're not getting the actual current numbers. check the hotspot. Yeah. Crowder tweeted out a clip from the I Am Athlete podcast with Cam Newton. And Crowder's I Am Athlete podcast is blowing up. When I say blowing up, I mean blowing up. I fully expect Crowder to be a national television talent with Brandon Marshall and Chad Johnson and Fred Taylor over the next couple of months. And me and Solana and Steven will be back here on AM radio, ladies and gentlemen, where Mark Hockman always ends up.
2 p.m. every day, baby. Talking Crowder, baby.
Oh, we're doing the laugh track today?
I don't know if we're doing it, but that felt appropriate to throw in a little laugh.
All right. I'll tell you what. We won't do the entire show with it because, you know what, we've got Brian Scalabrine coming on. He's not a show regular. I think it'll be awkward. So how about, you know, just various segments. You just try it out, Solana, to kind of get your feel on it.
Yeah, Scal's not serious enough for me anyway. So, yeah, you're right.
No, but I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, only use it in appropriate times. We're going to do an entire four-hour show with a laugh track at some point. The only problem, the only fault in this revolutionary change to AM radio is that Solana's in control of the laugh track. A, yeah. He doesn't have the best sense of humor. And B, he doesn't have the greatest timing. And that's two important characteristics for a laugh track.
If we were in studio, it'd be easy because you can give him a point.
Yes.
But now it's tough to text right when the joke is going to hit. Yep. Yeah. Yep. In studio would make this a lot better. I'm not going to lie.
But anyway, Deshaun Watson retweeted Crowder's tweet of the I Am Athlete clip with Cam Newton. And and Deshaun Watson does not tweet a lot, so he must be following you.
My dude, D. Watt, what is broski? Actually, the producer of I Am Athlete, I talked to her yesterday, and they want to shoot. Like, now we have to go outside of Miami, which I'm not a fan of, to travel to do these shows. But I told her flat out, I said, listen, at 2 p.m. Eastern, I need to be with a computer every day. She was like, well, what if guy. I said, what if nothing? I'm working,
this
baby.
This guy talking about loyalty? We're talking about loyalty? Pay attention, young fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention, Uncle Channing, young fellas.
Dance with your date, young
dance
fellas.
Dance with the date that you brought.
Yes. You're my date, and I would want to branch off if we went to the dance together.
Listen, the truth of the matter is run with this I Am Athlete thing because it's got a hell of a lot more potential than me introducing a laugh track on AM radio. So
I don't know.
It does work.
Radio's done me 11 years now. Radio's paid me for 11 damn years now. I don't know. I'm dancing with my date.
Wait till you start seeing that TV money, though.
Yeah, I need to now get I'm my waiting. Teeth fixed.
See, now I'm waiting for the laugh fixed. Track. This is going to be the problem with the laugh track. Now I'm waiting for it. I'm like, huh, I thought I might have said something kind of cute. I guess it wasn't. This could be an ego kill. All right, let's get headlines because Brian Scalabrine is going to join us. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
I will say, regarding that Deshaun Watson tweet about loyalty, aren't the people who are the loudest about loyalty usually the least loyal?
There is certainly some examples of that. Most recently, I happen to believe Donald Trump speaks all the time about loyalty and is probably one of the most least loyal people that you would ever meet, as evidenced by all the people he casts off the moment that he determines he no longer needs them.
Yeah, if you're loyal, just be loyal. You don't have to tell us that you're loyal, that you love loyalty, that loyalty is what you hold in the highest regard. Just show it to us. Just prove it to us by being loyal. That's the way I do it anyways. Yeah.
But then
is that
in
how
business,
you do it?
That's the way I do it.
But then in business, loyalty in business, I don't think that coincides because of the fact that the bottom line is the main thing.
Correct. I mean, again, that's what I was saying at the beginning. We all espouse loyalty is the most important characteristic. But I'm loyal to you. I'm loyal to Solana. But I'm going to be more loyal to my family.
Yes.
So you may find out down the road that I made a choice that didn't benefit you guys, but it benefited my family. And so, yeah, the whole thing of, you know, we all should just be loyal, it's pretty impossible in our society.
Yeah. And then the money side, you even talk about I Am Athlete. Let somebody buy I Am Athlete and say they're going to pay us $2 million a year to do it.
Right.
I love y'all to death. Like, right. Yes, I enjoy
good
doing this show.
Good luck finding you at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. If it's M's behind those numbers, my loyalty might, it might waver. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Yep. Yes. Yep. Yes. That's correct. So, yeah, I think business and loyalty and even sport. Let's get back to the sports side of it with Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, and all those guys. Yeah, loyalty, loyalty. Yeah, I love this team. But what about the business side of it? What about the legacy side of it? What about trying to win a Super Bowl? Deshaun trying to win a Super Bowl. Is loyalty has wavered on Deshaun Watson's side. The Texans gave him a chance. They paid him $160-something million, but he wants to leave. So is he that loyal? Because they believe in you. You don't believe in them. Is that loyalty? What's going on there? Loyalty on both sides.
And people always can perceive loyalty through their own prism, and it's very difficult to perceive the loyalty from the other side's prism. It's a whole thing. Let's worry about Deshaun retweeting Crowder. I think that's more important than what he tweeted about loyalty.
D-Watt, what it is, baby. I think I'm going to tweet him. I'm going to tweet at him.
Miami, question mark?
I tweet a Miami, question mark?
Yeah, just throw a little gas on the fire. Let's see what
okay,
happens.
I'm going to retweet him.
Yeah. Send him a picture of Liv from last night. Send him a couple pictures of South Beach.
All right, let's get through the headlines. Because then he might think Scalabrine's coming.
Then he might, but if he thinks I'm going to take him to live, I'm just lying to him. I'm not going out on no Sunday night. I got to work. My kids got school Monday morning.
Guy's got 7 jobs. Football coach.
All right, the Heat beat Toronto yesterday, 116-108. They're now.
By the way, I'm starting to recognize this Heat team again. They were wearing a Groucho Marx mask for the last couple of weeks. Now I'm starting to recognize them.
Yes.
They're now 8th in the Eastern Conference, 1 game back of the 4 seed, the Indiana Pacers.
All right.
They'll play Utah tomorrow. Utah's the number 1 team in the NBA right now, overall seed, that is.
And they're ridiculously good.
Yeah, they beat the Lakers yesterday by a large margin, 114-89. That, again, 8 p.m. start time tomorrow for the Heat.
Okay.
The Florida Panthers, they lost yesterday 3-0 to Dallas. Anton Khudobin had 43 saves for the Stars.
Get that guy out of our lives, please.
Well, goodness gracious.
Tonight, the rubber match with the Stars, 7 p.m. puck drop. Khudobin is on the pine. You got Jake
Hit
Oettinger.
The pine. Hit the pine, Khudobin. Hit the pine. We already bet the over. Here's my thought. And his backup's been good. Khudobin's backup's been good. But here's my thought. The Panthers, they got a lot of goals in them. They just they're ready to just pepper that goalie. So we bet the over already, over 5.5.
Puck drop 7 p.m. versus the Stars tonight. And Canes hoops, they lost 88-71 to FSU yesterday. They'll play Clemson Saturday 2 p.m.
And a reminder that Panthers game tonight, you'll hear it on 560 The Joe. 560 The Joe. It's at the BB&T Center if you want to go see some live hockey.
We have a leaderboard update, golf updates today. WGC Workday Championship at the concession. It's being played in Bradenton, Florida. Right now, the Chilean, Joaquin Niemann, he is atop the leaderboard, 5-under through 9. And Wade Ormsby from Australia, he is 4-under through 10. He is in second place. Rory McIlroy right now, 3-under, tied for third with a couple other people. The only American right now in the top 10, Webb Simpson. He is tied for 7th place at 2-under par. That leaderboard update from the WGC Workday Championship at the concession is sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. And your Exergen Weather Center weather report, 82 degrees right now in Miami. Tonight, the lows will drop to around 70. That is your weather.
All right. Brian Scalabrine, he's been on the show before. This dude's funny, man. He's really funny. You know, he won a championship with the Celtics, but now he is very active in podcasting. He's part of the Celtics broadcast now. A couple things. Obviously, I want to talk about the Heat and the Eastern Conference, but also he does something, apparently. People were telling us via text yesterday on his podcast or his show where he challenges everyday Joes like Solana, who believes he could score points off John Crotty. Scalabrine challenges non-professional athletes in just about anything and destroys them all. Destroys them all. That's like, yeah. he goes out of his way to show non-athletes who, you know, oh, I could kick a field goal, I could do this. He goes out of his way to show them, no, you cannot. And so I wanted to ask him about Solana and the Crotty challenge and the Leroy Horde challenge. So we'll ask him about all that stuff. Brian Scalabrine, NBA champion. He is next here on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
COVID-19!
Hock
and Crowder.
I'm going to bring on Scalabrine, but I was listening to the Geico song. I liked it.
Scoop.
There it is.
This is the Geico song now?
A little resurgence for Tag Team. I have a feeling that there's a bunch of young people that see it and think of it as the Geico song.
Oh, for sure.
Tag Team, feeling a little resurgence. I like it.
21-year-old is not playing Hoop Dead Is anymore.
Nope.
I'm telling you, Hawk.
But man, back in my day, that was the jam, as evidenced by the popularity of that commercial. Anywho. Yep. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Brian Scalabrine is joining the show, and we've enjoyed having him on before. Scal's one of our radio.com NBA insiders. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Scalabrine, over a decade in the NBA, won a championship with the Celtics, and now just an excellent broadcaster with the Celtics, excellent podcaster. I mean, the guy's got a million things going on, but he's carving out some time for us. Thank you for making time for us, Brian.
So you know why that song isn't cool anymore? Because dudes like you and me like it now.
It's exactly true.
Past Main Street.
That's exactly true.
There was
the
moment
we embraced it.
There was a moment that song was on the underground, and people were like, oh, you got to hear this Tag Team. They're really good. And then once guys like you and me start liking it, singing it, bobbing our head to it, it's over.
Because even like the husband and the wife, the mom and the dad in that commercial, and they're doing that dance, that's me at a bar mitzvah. That's the dance I'm doing. That's the dance I'm doing with my wife when that song comes on.
At that point, like, they became like, no kid likes the song anymore.
Funny how that happens.
Yep. It is.
All right, so here we have a ton of stuff that we want to ask you about, and a lot of it is not basketball related because you're a bit of a renaissance man. You've got good answers for any of life's questions, and we've got a couple. But
okay.
I got to start with the NBA. I'd be remiss if I didn't. So the Heat, they beat the Raptors last night, and they've won four in a row, and they're looking good again. But they and they're the defending Eastern Conference champions. I guess I would start here. The All-Star teams, neither Bam Adebayo nor Jimmy Butler make the All-Star rosters. Is that a bit of a snub to the Miami Heat?
You know, that's interesting because you got to kick somebody off, right? And, you know, I guess, like, I thought that Sabonis got snubbed. And I believe, like, listen, there's no comparison. Like, if you wanted to use just who would you rather have, Bam Adebayo or Sabonis?
Sure.
Everybody and their mom is picking Bam Adebayo. You know, like Jimmy Butler definitely deserves it. But, you know, the guy's been hurt a lot. Like, Miami's struggled a little bit. So I don't think it's the worst thing in the world for those guys to get a weekend off. And maybe it's probably not the worst thing in the world for those guys to be a little bit sour that other people did get that nod after all the success that they had last year. You know, they're starting to see it. Think about the final four teams right now. Celtics struggling, Miami struggling. You have Denver struggling and Lakers struggling. So those teams that went in the bubble and play toward the end, they're just like, I don't know if you want to say unmotivated or injuries have come in and you know, like all that other stuff. Like, they've been having trying years, no question.
And Scal, speaking of the All-Star game, man, as a player and now you're in the media, Like, when you were playing, do guys get upset every single year? We talk about it every year. We talk about the snub. We talk about the game. Like, do guys get mad every year how these guys are selected?
It's a good point. It's never right, is it?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what. I got down on my hands and knees and prayed to God that, like, Devin Booker would have remained in that area of quote unquote disrespect, and we could have asked LeBron, who came out and said and tweeted, Devin Booker's the most disrespected guy to ever play this game, or something along those lines, right? I would have just loved it for someone to ask, hey, LeBron, who would you have taken off of the All-Star team? Because we could start getting into disrespect, and I would love to hear what LeBron had to say, because everyone feels like you could just have unlimited spots. There's only 7 spots when it comes to the coaches, and everyone feels snubbed. Can someone come out and say, I think that I am better than that guy, and that guy shouldn't have made it, and I should have made it. Because I tell you what I did in the media, I'll tell you right from the start, I thought Sabonis should have made it, and Vucevic shouldn't have made it. And I know Vucevic has awesome numbers, and he's a great player, but the team has not won as much as Indiana. Indiana traded Oladipo and Caris LeVert, having that sort of kidney issue, and Sabonis just brings it every single night. So I thought that I went out there and I said, this guy's in and this guy's out. Everybody else will say, that's so messed up that this guy's not an all-star. It's a travesty that this guy didn't make it. But no one wants to say who's he better than, which I'm always curious about players. And they want to stick out in the media. They want to have their own opinion. Well, you got to take somebody off. And no one was taking a guy off the team and saying that this guy should be on the team.
And you brought up the team success. You just talked about, the Utah Jazz are balling. So, like, do you think team success should be attached to guys making an All-Star game? I thought it was supposed to be the best NBA players, the best basketball players in the world are on the All-Star team. That's not attached to their team's record, should it be?
Yeah, so the NBA coaches select the reserves, and they've been pretty consistent. I'd say this is the year that they've taking a guy who might not necessarily have had the team success, like a Nikola Vucevic. But typically, like, for instance, think about Brad Beal last year. They did not put Brad Beal as a reserve because his team didn't have success. So when you ask NBA coaches what an all-star is, they're typically looking for guys that play two ways, right? Guys that play defense and offense, not just guys that put up big stats. So when it comes to the media, when it comes to the players, when it comes to the fan vote, they can do it however they want. But typically, NBA coaches have always voted on their reserves for guys who are mostly two-way players, guys who bring it on the defensive end. Now, we're not looking for unbelievable lockdown guys, but Jimmy Butler would be a good example of that. Jimmy Butler's a two-way player. Bam Adebayo, both two-way players. In the past, they have voted that way. They've always voted towards the defensive side of the ball as well as the offensive side.
Brian Scalabrine is with us. So one more Heat question, and it involves, I guess, your Celtics a little bit, who are terrible right now. Certainly a disappointment. They're not meeting expectations heading into the season. But on our end, the Heat, they come in as the defending Eastern Conference champions. They have a pretty bad run of COVID protocol and injuries. Now things seem to be rolling again. They look like they're getting their mojo back. But the East is tough. Can the Heat be the Eastern Conference champions again? And what kind of threat do your Celtics pose?
So those are the two toughest teams right now to analyze. Like, I can tell you, Philadelphia is good, but I'm not sure what the Heat ceiling is this year, because I don't know how you guys are looking at it. Like, nationally, we're wondering, did the bubble kind of play into that? Like, how good, because they were in an environment where they have. One thing about the Miami Heat last year is they totally embraced that bubble, where a lot of people were complaining about it, talking about mental health. Like, you never heard anybody from the Miami Heat talk about that. You also didn't hear about them can't wait to see their families and any of that stuff. They were there to work. They were there to win. And, you know, it's not like the Lakers were also like that. It was a business trip for those guys. And those are the teams that had the most success. So the Heat, definitely their ceiling is – like, they can definitely – they're in the conversation, but I wouldn't consider them the favorite. And then the Celtics right now, they just look like a mess. Like, without Marcus Smart – think about this. Kemba Walker, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. We're halfway through the season, and those guys have only played 28 minutes together. So you guys in Miami, you guys know about a little bit of the injuries and how you guys are starting to get your stride, get your mojo back. The Celtics have not had a full squad. Now, I'm not making excuses for them because I think they don't play the right kind of basketball at this point. I don't think they move the ball well enough, which is like going back to the Miami Heat. Like when they're at their best, they're really passing the ball. And when you can pass and you can hit the open man, that open man can knock down shots, you always have a chance to win. Right now, the Celtics don't move the ball enough for me to say, like, oh, yeah, they're going to be in that conversation. But, like I said, those four guys have only played 28 minutes together. So it's hard to understand if this team is at that level until you see them, you know, like 10, 11 games in a row.
And Scal, but isn't the East the Nets? Like, the ball movement and all that stuff, I love to hear ball players talk about ball, but just the Nets. Bro, you have KD, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving. You're going to be better than everybody else. Like, can anybody beat the Nets in a seven-game series?
Yeah. I mean, in the East or in the NBA?
In the East.
In the East.
We're getting to the West. They got some teams out there. But the East, I just don't see anybody beating the Nets.
Well, Philadelphia could. Philadelphia's good. They got to deal with Embiid. Remember, the Nets are right now, since they got together, are the worst defensive team to ever play in the NBA. Defensive rating. They're also the best offensive team to ever play in the NBA. So, no, there's no question the Nets are beatable. Kyrie is a defensive liability, and they're going to pick on him. And remember, I don't know what's going to happen with the fans. Are there going to be fans? Are going to be 10,000? Are going to be 5,000? Are going to be what is the number going to be? And that you have to factor that into this as well. So, do they have the best offensive talent? Absolutely, but. As you guys seen last year with Miami, they didn't have the best offensive talent, and they went all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. So teams that are playing the best, teams that defend. In Miami last year, they defended at a high level, and Spoelstra did a really good job of mixing up the coverages on guys like Giannis, mixing up the coverages against the Celtics, keeping those teams on their heels. So no, I think the Nets could be guarded. I don't think that they're a sure lock that they're going to be in the NBA Finals.
Brian Scalabrine, one of our radio.com NBA insiders. So we, and I know that you've got some experience in this. Our executive producer, Alejandro Solana, who answered the phone or called you, however the transaction took place, he fancies himself a bit of an athlete because he played middle school basketball, right? Solana, you're what, 26 years old, Solana?
I'm 26. I did play middle school basketball, but I was third team all Dade County my sophomore year of high school in soccer as well, Brian. I don't want to be shorted. Okay. I don't want to be shorted.
He maintains he didn't want to be on the high school basketball team, that it would have taken away from his soccer, from his third team all Dade soccer career. But here, so this happens all the time in radio. Like, I'm 51 years old, and I see this all the time. And what happens is, because I'm friends now for years with Channing Crowder, who played in the NFL, I goof around with him because he's my radio partner. And so if we're at an event and there's a basketball court, even though he didn't play hoops, I pretend like I can back him down, knowing very well that I cannot. And so we spend so much time with athletes, I think we start to forget that they are superhuman when it comes to athletic skills. And John Crotty, who does the basketball analysis on the Heat broadcasts, probably played when you were playing. Yeah, I'm thinking Crotty was in the league. Yeah.
Beginning of my year, late
probably
him,
at the tail end of his. Yeah. Solana believes that he could score a bucket off Crotty, like in a game to five, and Crotty's 51 years old as well. And Crotty came on the other day, and he's very diplomatic. Like, he would never say, I would pound you into the ground. But he also made it clear, like, I used to guard Allen Iverson. Like, I might be 51 years old, but I don't know if there's enough that you're going to be able to throw at me, Solana, that's really going to, you know, knock me off balance. But then we've got on this radio station as well, Leroy Horde, who was a fullback in the NFL for many years. And Solana believes that he could beat Leroy Horde in basketball. And Leroy is still in damn good shape. Now, again, not a hooper, but he's in damn good shape, and he's a professional athlete. We were told a million times on the text machine yesterday that you challenge non-athletes all the time in athletic events. Is this true?
Just mostly in one-on-one, yeah.
Okay, and has anyone ever come close to beating you?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I think 11-2? Maybe 11-3 maybe is the closest.
And like if Solana, if I said to you, you guys are playing up to five, and the winner gets $100,000, you get $100,000 though. If you hold him scoreless, he would never get a bucket against you, would he?
Yeah, no, for $100,000.
Right.
Yeah. He wouldn't get a shot off. No.
He wouldn't. Solana, you wouldn't get it. Like Leroy Horde yesterday said, he would chew him up like a chew toy. So Solana, like, can you explain to him, Scal, that professional athletes are just wired differently?
Well, I think what's so for instance, you come down and you do something with your hand to make an inside out move or whatever, right?
Right.
Like I've seen that. My brain and my body have seen that at the highest level. I've seen Derrick Rose come down and hit me with the same move that you're hitting me with, right? So like my brain, it's almost like I'm sure. Let's do football, right? Like a quarterback. Those guys are like, I look at the above camera that, you know, that camera that just floats above the court. I mean, they're throwing that ball before anybody is open. And then all of a sudden, boom, like the guy comes through and he's like catching the ball in between six people. And I'm like, how the hell did he even see that? So like the defensively, my brain is just wired different when I see somebody come up. And when you think you're doing like this unique hesitation dribble move, I've seen it 10,000 times in my life. So you might say you're like quicker or whatever it is. You still have to worry about 6'9", 250 pounds. And then the fact that I've seen everything, and here's a great example of that. Does your guy think that he could punch a boxer? Like get him one punch in 3 minutes. Does he think that he can connect? Because to that boxer, I don't care how old he is, that punch is coming in slow motion when it comes to him, right? And for us, we just wake up on the canvas because we're not used to seeing it. You understand? Like our brains are different than that. We've seen things a million times. Nor would I think like you do. Like I go and play against you in soccer, and you've seen every defense in the world, like every different type of defense. I go do something, you attack my top foot. I have no idea what I'm doing, but you're like, oh, yeah, of course. You put your right foot up, I attacked you, and actually, you know, I went right by you.
You're giving him way too much soccer.
Yeah, you're not getting it. Well, Scout, no.
I'm a Scout. Played in a little Catholic school. He played a little Catholic school.
Scout,
you know,
you're not getting by me. No, you're right, Scout. You're not getting by me in soccer.
We'll send you pictures of him. Yeah. He was fat, too.
On the pitch, it's a game changer, Scout. No, you're right. Yeah, keep going.
Don't give him any athletic credit, Scout.
Yeah, nor do I think I went against one of the offensive line, a third string offensive lineman at USC. Like I wanted to try to see if I could run by him. It was a joke. The guy stuck his hand out. I couldn't move. This guy never played, you know. And it's like there's levels of this, and for him it's like nothing, right? He moves his feet. He knows exactly where my momentum is going. He stands me up. But if you put him on a basketball court, I'm doing the same thing to him. There's the institutional knowledge that comes from thousands and thousands of hours of playing against people.
And like you talk about, the transition to other sports where you're saying the USC guy was an offensive tackle. Could you block a normal guy? Like Hawk was saying, we looked into it and that you challenge regular guys. Like, could you transition to football and block just a stay-at-home dad? Like, you know, baseball, could you hit more balls than the guy that, you know, works at Walgreens? Like, please explain to Solana that athletics, the hand-eye coordination, is just something that God has given to us that we have and other people don't have.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that we see things differently, but if that Walmart guy, you know, played baseball until, like, his senior year in high school or even beyond that, then he would be better than me at that, you know, just because – I'm not saying here I'm superhuman at all these other things. I just think I'm good at I'm telling you, I'm really good at just reading guys and being able to, you know, like reading guys that play basketball. I wouldn't say I'm good at those other sports. That's not how I look at this. So, I mean, I might be wrong. And listen, there are like and I'm sure you guys see them, the Deion Sanders of the world that just – the Bo Jacksons of the world that just pick up. Rajon Rondo, a guy who I play with, is just like that too. There's nothing he's not good at. There are just some guys who are wired that way. I happen to not be that way. I'm not wired where I'm good at every single thing I do, but I happen to be really good at the one particular thing and probably really good because I'm ultra slow. I probably have to be even better at reading defenses because of my slow foot speed.
Solana, when you hear Brian Scalabrine talking here, are you feeling a little confident that maybe you could take him on the court?
No. And Scott, I grew up, you know, I was a big fan of yours. So I wouldn't say I could take you on the court. But if anything, you've given me more confidence. I think I could put two or maybe three buckets on John Crotty now, not just one.
Why would you get that?
That makes no sense.
He's delusional. This is what I deal with on a daily basis. This is what
Solana,
I deal with.
Is it the Hezzy, Solana? Is it the Hezzy?
Yeah, well, you know, you
Solana
said,
feels like he's got the Hezzy.
Yeah, I mean, you said you saw Derrick Rose do the in-and-out dribble. I have the Hezzy, and my nickname on the court is Splash at the JCC in Kendall. So I'm just saying.
I mean, don't you?
I still don't know what that means. I don't know what you're saying. When you say I'm just saying, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you don't need to. Don't you, as a professional athlete who played over 10 years in the NBA, just want to punch a guy like that in the face who believes they've got a Hezzy and a 3-and-D game?
Well, I played against NBA players. I think they're much better than what they really are. So it's just not news to me.
Valid point. That's a valid point right there. Yeah. Brian Scalabrine, I got to ask you one more thing. Because Bostonians are, Irish is a way of life up there, and the Shamrock Shake is back at McDonald's leading up to St. Patrick's Day. Do you enjoy the Shamrock Shake? I'm fascinated with it.
I looked that up the other day, and it has like 103 grams of sugar. Like during the does anybody like want to create this correlation between our pandemic and the Shamrock Shake that has 103 grams of sugar?
Wait a second. The Shamrock Shake was not out. Well, I guess it was around last March.
I'm just bringing up.
May have found something here, yeah. A correlation.
Well, during this pandemic, I see the line around McDonald's is like around the block. So I kind of feel like that's a problem, but I don't know. You know, that's why I love going down to Miami. You have so many options on good, quality, healthy food. I wish America would adapt to that.
Where are you picking up your kids or something there? I can hear you in the car. Are you going to McDonald's for a Shamrock Shake?
Yeah, are we going to have a Shamrock Shake at McDonald's? No, my kids don't do that.
Are you one of these health nuts? Are you a health food nut?
Not because I want to look skinnier it's like I'm trying to play basketball as much as I possibly can and trying to be as healthy as I possibly can so I can live long and enjoy my life that I've set up this, all those times of playing at the park, like when your boy Sedona was playing soccer or playing messing around with girls or whatever. I dedicated my life so I can live long.
But bro, you know, I'm retired as well. We worked so hard while we were playing, bro. Can't we just enjoy the fruits of our labor and just get fat and enjoy life? Because, yeah, man, I don't do a damn thing.
Really? Well, I hear that from the football players that I know that get away from the game, it's like you guys are sick of football by the end of it. I'm not like that. I'm going to play basketball right now. I'm like, I take my kids. I try to play as much as I can. It's such a different thing when guys retire, and a lot of football players are like, I don't want, whether they go into coaching or not or into the media, they don't want anything to do with hitting another person or putting on the pads or anything like that.
I don't know.
Yep, that's the thing. Yeah,
I played myself into Shamrock Shake shape my entire life, and now I'm continuing on this trek. That's radio.com NBA insider Brian Scalabrine, and again, Insider Calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit betql.com today. Brian, always a pleasure. We could talk to you for hours. We appreciate your time.
You got it, guys. Talk to you later.
There you go, Brian Scalabrine. I feel like Solana is back in the studio working on the Hezzy right now because Crotty didn't put him in his place, and no. Scalabrine didn't really either.
No, they are all just, yeah, you might be able to. Maybe we'll see.
They're too nice with it. They're too nice.
Well,
now I think he's...
Know.
Like you, I think your irrational confidence is probably growing, Solana. Am I correct?
I think, you know, they just hear it in my voice. I have that natural athlete sounding voice. They hear it, you know, and they understand what's coming.
Man, no, you embarrassed yourself in front of me, man, with that pandering. I was a big fan of yours growing up. I mean, when did you ever watch Brian Scalabrine play?
I must have cursed at him so many times when the Celtics would come down to South Florida. I was never a fan of Scalabrine.
Yeah, I saw
right
through
that. You were
a big
fan growing up, huh?
All right, let's – I know, I was cringing when he said that. Ah, Scal, I would never say that about you. I was such a big fan growing up. I'm like, no, he wasn't. All right, let's take a break. Brian Scalabrine is excellent. Let's take a break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Bobody. I like it.
Hock and Crowder.
Somebody texts in regarding your athletic skills, Solana. Hock, there's no such thing as third team. It's first team and second team and honorable mention. Sincerely, a Florida State High School champion soccer coach. So this coach is saying when you say you were third team all county, that doesn't even exist. You were just an honorable mention.
Yeah, third team.
I love this kid.
That's not how it works, Solana.
So you dubbed yourself third team all county, but it wasn't really third team. It was just honorable mention?
Well, they have a first team, a second team, then there's another list. They call it honorable mention. That's the third team. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to break it to you, coach. Listen, coach, there's a first team, a second team, and then the third team, honorable mention.
That's funny. I like I just like the topic, you know, non-athletes, non-professional athletes, because everyone fancies themselves an athlete.
Yeah.
Somebody texts in, "Nah, Hawk, they're superhuman to dad bods like you. Guaranteed I'll score a bucket on karate." So I texted the guy back, "No chance." Just to rile him up. Just to rile him up.
But you're he texts not back,
"I'm 6'3". Right. I'm 6'3", 265 pounds, can dunk, and I'm melanated, if you understand. Mm-hmm. Krot would have to take these buckets I give him.
Sir, no.
Why he didn't you do it then? Right, that's what I'm saying.
If you could serve karate, you would be in the NBA.
Right. It's what Scalabrine said. Scalabrine, yeah. He wasn't an all-star, but Derrick Rose gave him the hezzy. You know, and like he's seen it. Karate's seen all that stuff. Sorry.
That's the thing too. And I love your confidence, sir. I love, you know, the non-athlete's confidence. But you just have to understand, it's kind of what I tell athletes that try to transition into other sports, like Tim Tebow in baseball, or my Brandon Marshall talking about he wants to box Deontay Wilder. And I'm like, listen, bro, this is what he did since he was 6 years old. He knows every move. He knows every dip, every head movement, whatever you're going to do. He has studied this and worked on this. You're going to get your ass knocked out. Tim Tebow, who just retired, and he should have retired, because you're not going to make it in the major leagues. These dudes are lifelong baseball players. Sir, you're 6'3". I'm 6'3". Me and you together can't score a bucket on an ex-NBA player. They're monsters. That's what they do. That's their life.
All right. And we're going to try to set up, though, a basketball game between Solana and Leroy Horde from the morning show on 790, because that would be entertaining, because Leroy is a professional athlete but not a basketball player, and Solana is a professional, irrational confidence haver.
Are we
and
taking
so that
odds
always
on
makes
this?
For a good can, matchup. Can we, what would you we, well, what would you set it at? What would you make Leroy and Solana? I would
playing
put
what? 11?
What are we playing, Solana? I'm thinking like five.
Five?
But not that I'm not down
by
to play
ones.
To five. I'll play to five by ones. I just think if we're going to make it an event, I'm going to drive out there. Leroy's going to drive out there. Should be to 11. That's a standard
okay.
one-on-one
All
game.
Right.
Or
All right.
seven,
11
maybe?
By ones. Okay. 11 by ones.
Okay. I believe Solana's over-under would be 1.5.
Like, I think
Points?
I would set it.
Points?
Yeah, I think
Stop.
I would set it at Leroy Horde minus 700. A minus 700 favorite, and I would put Solana as a plus 550 underdog. Like, I don't see how you could beat him. I just don't see
okay.
it.
I would love
just,
can
putting
I get
the
a,
house
can I get
on
a,
myself.
Can I get a prop bet of Solana doesn't finish the game through injury? Solana, he's going to drop that
he's
little.
He's
going to
put his
little,
shoulder.
Oh, my goodness. He's going to drop that shoulder in Solana's chest.
Yep. And it's nothing like you've ever had at the JCC in Kendall. All right, we got to take a break. We went long with Brian Scalabrine. 3 o'clock hour coming up next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Our third child was made with hot sauce in the bed.
Hock and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.